fertilizer prices jump due to the Mideast conflict. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A quick caveat before I share this story. The information was gathered late last week, and conditions may have changed by the time you're hearing this. That said, one direct impact on U.S. farmers from the latest turmoil in the Middle East is a sharp rise in fertilizer prices. Lewis Walters is an analyst at the CRU Group, a British firm that monitors fertilizer markets.
Obviously, we have the U.S. entering the key buying period. And given the proportion that's usually supplied to the U.S. from the Arab Gulf, obviously this week's events have seen prices explode. So if we take our high-end assessment from last week, which was around 480 short-term FOB, the market has advanced around $120 to 600 FOB in a matter of days.
Walter says the last time the fertilizer market was this hot was 4 years ago.
2022 was obviously a very volatile year for fertilizers. We saw Egyptian prices climb to over $1,100 in March that year, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Whether we reach those levels again this year remains to be seen, but certainly there is a lot of upside potential at present.
There's a link to the web presentation, including Walter's, on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.